I should put the music loud first, then go down. By the way, there's no format. Just doing it. Whatever I feel like. Blue man. Cowboy Junkies. Wee wee. Metal.
Yeah!
Oh boy. Okay, that's it. It's Friday. And my mic is not. That's one of those. Okay. Just a little closer. That's fine. Hey, it's the best. Illy is the best in the morning. I know everybody's like, oh, it's this, that. No, Illy's. Never go wrong with Illy's. Same with the Tim Hortons. Now I got into it. Like, yeah. Everything else is like, yeah. It's but anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. So, I have Madeline. One size is, it's a Madeline. It's a pastry. The crafted pastry. Then the other size is, it's a cookie. It's a soft cookie. You're like, I don't know. It's weird. Well, what is it? I mean, people love it, but I love it. It's like, good stuff, man. Only the ones that made really well with the actual butter. Those the best. That's a pastry. Could be cookie, could be cake, shortcake, whatever you want to call it. It's a pastry. It's like, yeah. I feel like I'm French. Coffee, yeah. Jean-Paulise, yeah. Hey, yo, hey. No, wait a second. Now it sounds like Italian, American Italian, and French put together. That's not right. But anyway, so what's going on? Why did I say cookies? Or cake, whatever you call them. Oh, well, what is it? Now I'm like hearing stories today. It was, oh! They shut down the hypersonic missile from China. That's anti-gravity. Might be true, might not be true, but I always be a little skeptical on certain things. I mean, could this be a... Let's inject some ideas into the UFO community and they will spread it like a wildfire. Could it be that? It's like, oh, it's hypersonic missile with anti-gravity. Possible. Where's the news coming from? Are they reliable source? Or is it the reliable source from the pilot's point of view? Fighter pilot. It's like, what did the pilot say? pilot when they landed and say, you're going to say it's this. People come in, you're going to say it's this. You're going to rouse up suspicions. And it would be, we do the 012 thing. See, so it's this. And like, we go to something else. It's something else. It's really nothing. But you're going to say this. I don't know what the... Some people say, oh, it's a psyop. I don't care. Whatever name it is. You think what it is. It just... It's exactly like the meddling. Madeline. Madeline. I love you. Tastes so good. What are you then? Are you cookie? Are you cake? What kind of pastry? What are you? What is it? We don't know. Probably never know. The full truth. I don't know. And I don't know what the big guys, the world, the chess player of the world, not the chess, the one that plays us. That's their little wooden, whatever, pegs on the board. I don't know what they want. Do they want this? Do they pushing them? Are they pushing this or pushing that? Or they're not doing it? Or there's so many speculations. At some point, I know. I don't want to know anymore. TMI, TMI. It's way too much. I don't want to know. Now, back to something else. How do I get back to something else? While moving forward. This is like a time paradox. But anyway, I realized the last couple of days, I used to browse the I browse. I'm trying to find out more stuff. Instead of just a few places I go. I'll go over here. I'll find really cool things and do cool searches. But no, it just seems like every time I do a search, it always points me to what they want you to see. And you can kind of like scroll until you get the one like, this is not bad. Would change the algorithm of your search queries. Yeah, you can change your own algorithm. It's a little, it's kind of, I don't know. It just, you know, you gotta play with it. And I forgot how to do that. How to go find things. Like, it just, where are these cool stuff? And still relying on the website. You know, the mainstream websites. You must go here. They're like WCCF Tech. What's the other one? TechCrunch. I haven't been to TechCrunch for long. What WCCF Tech's for you? Taiwan, China, Central. They're more towards China. It's like, we want you to buy it from Alibaba, whatever that, and the other one, Beidou or something. All right. I don't know. You can buy these cheap knockoffs. Yeah, they always send us there. We can get the, no, you can now get Windows. I don't know if they have a deal of the day. I used to have it. You can get windows for 10 bucks. A friend of mine did it. Got a Microsoft Windows Pro for like 10 bucks. And found out the original person who sold it back kept the serial number and locked in to his computer. So I go, never do that again. Yeah, I know. Jay's Two Cents, actually he had a really cool thing where you can install Windows and bypass the sign in. So you get to that too. You don't need a code. Well, you do, you can get it from Microsoft, but I'll say you wanna risk. Say Happy Chinese New Year. This is from WCCF 10. Gold deal 24 huge discount Windows 10 11 laptop office boom for $6. Sorry, Sunday. Somebody opened up. Copy the code and resale. It's a resale. It's not. It's weird. But these resales, especially software. Hardware, I can't understand. You have the physical thing, but software is. What if the other person still uses it? Like hardware, you can. Hardware, it's in front of you. Use it. There's a way to break around because the. Like your phone has the IMEI code, the machine, this part's code. If you really know what you do, you can find and keep that code. Do the whatever dirty stuff you want to do. I mean, this is from the hacker's point of view. They can do that. They wanted to, right? It's possible. We don't know. I mean, people been trying, and then they use ordinary users, faulty user abilities to lock their computers, and you must pay this much money in order to open your window. Biggest scam. This way around it. Geez, TechCrunch, I haven't been to TechCrunch for so long. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do this whole weekend. Just go through the old sites. Even there was another one. A San Francisco based company. Twit. That's Twit. I'm farting. Twit.tv. This week with Leo Laporte. I haven't seen him. I haven't watched them for a long time. Because everybody's talking about the same stuff. It gets to the point. Then shows just about complaining. We'll talk about it. Just my reference of this. I mean, I guess it's cool. It's okay. But I haven't even looked into them for a long time. Now I'm breaking away from everybody else. You know, I'm gonna do something. This week in tech. Twit. That's what Twit is. But they had another guy. I got a good website too. I haven't been searching for a long time. Because I don't think I need it. Even with the... what's that called? Not fine, but something else. It's like a tech thing too. The tech, sort of tech, high tech, gadgets, things. Still with a fee. Can't remember the name. With quit letter. Wow, that's how long I've been now. I didn't know. Oh boy. Okay. Even with the Brave browser, having a hard time to do. The Verge. I didn't even look at what they got. I got tired of it. It's way too many tech. Everybody's talking about the same thing over and over again. It's just like, and these tech giants keep sending the same stuff to everybody. We won't get a buzz. In the beginning, it's fine, but it's been several years. I've been sending the same people. Okay. What about other stuff, other places, other people? I mean, like Wired says, Bitcoin miners are playing a high-stake game of chicken. You don't think people at Wired or again will have cryptos? Bitcoin and Bitcoin miners. They're going about Bitcoin. The other stuff we call the S coins. S tokens. I'm not gonna say the word what S means, you know. But you know what? All the people who complain, this is all the stupid coins. The tokens. Only one's Bitcoin. What do you trade?
Yeah, I do.
It's okay. Then you're gonna talk bad about it, and you're in. It's like, come on, it's fun. You know you want to trade. It's fun. It's doing well. Last couple of days. Wire news. Wire. I get tired of that Tesla recoil target fundamental. Rockets, this games. Ohio train derailment. I don't know what that. Then there's another derailment in Michigan. What's going on with this? Bird flu. No more eggs. I went to Costco. There were tons of eggs. They're actually selling boxes. Boxes of like 30, 40 something 4,000 eggs. I'm like, whoa. I can't eat all that. I got the little, plastic thing. That one has 18. So, or something. Oh, actually, no, it's 24. What are we going to do with the 24 eggs? It can last me forever. But are they the good stuff or the bad stuff or the engineer? We don't know him. I mean, we would know, should know. Do people care? Oh, here we go. High egg price yell demand for alternatives. Oh, what kind of alternatives then? What's the alternative to regular eggs? Powder? I got some powder. What are you gonna do? Protein? Nuts? What if they burned off all the nuts? Trees, plant, and make nuts. What are you gonna do then? Oh, we got a peanut virus. What? Corona peats. Corona. Maybe Capona. Well, it's peanut. Capeanut virus. So Capeanut virus. If you eat some, you get a heart attack. So you can't have any. No protein for you. You must eat worms. Eat the flies. And eat the cockroach. Must. No more nuts. No more eggs. No more chicken. No more Chick-fil-A. We're gonna call it worm fillet. Mealworm fillet. Things gonna go that way. It's not other. We're not a place. I know. AMD. What's going on? I ordered the upgrade chip for my backup computer. Should be coming. I had a water cool system, but now I'm gonna take the water cool thing off. I'm gonna save it for something else. I'm using passive cooling. Things only. It's older chip. It's newer than the one, but it's older. And it's pretty cool. Only 65 watts. You know. Unless you go nuts and go up a little bit, but it's tiny. Not a lot of heat. And I got the two or three extra fans. I'm gonna put around the case and put the case back where we originally was. Almost. Missing a mesh. And that's it. I'm gonna be like, yeah. Back up. I'm gonna test it. See how it goes. Is it any better than my Windows? I don't know what the next thing is. I want to build a Hackintosh. And I can only use it with this Intel machine. Gonna do. Alright, switch. Gonna test it out first. What am I going to do? Decisions, whatever. It'll be fun. Then I got some parts for my the project I'm doing, which I'll take a picture of it once I think it works. I can actually produce this stuff. If. That's if. It'll be neat. Neat clothing. So the weird pauses. I'm just like looking at stuff. And my mouse is not cooperating today. Must be. I guess today is the I don't know day. I'm gonna say I don't know for a gazillion times. See. There are people out there, see, who complains about everybody else. You just don't know. Yeah, those people who be yelling at me today. You don't know, see? Shut up. No, you shut up. It's going to be one of those days. Oh, boy. I'm just looking. Now I'm on crate. A few things here and there. Looks nice. KTMX. Whoa. Street bike. King of the Hammers Edition Bronco. Ooh. Oak and Eden Whiskey Customizer. What do you mean, customizer? What does that mean? Oh, you can craft your own signature bottle. Wow, nice. 59 bucks. Hey, that's not bad. Why do you craft it? See, on their website. Select your whiskey. First, bourbon, rye, four grain, bourbon, wheat. Smooth and creamy. Beat it. Bourbon. Do a 90 proof. I don't want 114. American oak. Infused with blackberry. No. Port wine. Ooh. Port wine and. Would be good. Coffee? No. Coffee will go really good. Wow. You can actually do it. Personalize your bottle. Or so you can put your name on it. I'm like, the shut up. Oat and Eden finished whiskey. What's the name? It's called Shut Up. Drink. Shut up and drink. Anyway, yeah, today's boring. It's boring Friday. It's a chill out Friday. That's why I'm having this Adeline thing. I woke up like 6 and a muffin. The local Sprouts had a strawberry and kiwi or something, or lime
or something. Like, ooh. It was okay.
I taste the strawberry, but the other stuff, like, no, not really. I'm just... putting more sweetness.
In my taste buds.
And I'll be boring with the rest of the day. This is really... I can get roused up and be like... But I'm seeing the true thing. I don't know if it's true. How do I know it's true? People say, this is the truth. How do you know it's true? So today is going to be like one of those days. So completely contradict your own singing kind of day. So you're going to love it. And in the back. It's going to hate it. I'm going to be like that today. Oversell things. A 100 horsepower CRV hybrid race car is coming. Wow. Holy cow. I knew CRV, they're going to do something with them, but then I saw the stock CRV. I'm like, no, it's missing. I don't know what it is. It's missing something. It's like, it's not wide enough. They need a little more. You guys need just a little more. The Tesla worker wanted to unionize. They got fired. This is the one in New York. Like, we're too hard. We work like robots. They're gonna replace by robots. It's happening. Everybody's gonna be. Whoops. And Tesla does this, the train explodes, flip over, it's a bad thing. I actually saw a Millie Weaver, which I've been seeing her stuff a long time, like. Millennial Millie, and she said she lives in there, so okay. Well, there's something happening. The government's not going to say anything. Just look at history. Did they say anything about anything else? Keep this quiet. Let's keep everything quiet. Well, you don't need to know. That's them. It's been every government. Do you think that? Only the government from this country does it. They say, no, every all government do it. All people who have money do it. They say, oh, we hate capitalism, and they're the capitalists themselves. They want you to hate it so they can continue to do it, so they don't have competition. That's the key. If everyone's capitalistic, there won't be any useless eater workers to do the dirty job. That's true. That's true. Hey, but no one, guess what? With the Tesla workers being fired, they're going to replace it with robots. Oops. Whoops. It's over. Game over. Guess we're going to Star Trek thing? No. I don't think so. I don't think we're heading towards that way. In the beginning, I don't think so. Eventually, maybe. Are they going to release the tech? Or we can just goof off every day and use instead of go out and buy stuff, you can just go to a machine, a replicator, and it's like, I need one of these now. Do it. Comes out. That's it. I mean, we're sort of going towards that way already, but just what? What happened? Do we need? I don't know. We're in such a weird time. It's odd. There's progress, but it's this type of progress. And as soon as you get to that progress, and there's artificial intelligence is going to take over, or the automated system is going to take over that task. All the effort that got you up there gets squashed. Now what? No, I was looking at that whiskey thing. Make your own whiskey. It's made by guys. Think a person who's pulling this. One day it will be done by robots. Be automated. Then now what? Now the robots will make the bottles. Blow the bottle to the mold. Or they just print it. And they will go through the process of making whiskey, bourbon, whatever. And they can add something, they put in barrel, oak barrel, spire. Then they can infuse. Machine makes coffee beans, or like grow coffee beans. They grow vanilla, so you chop it up too, fresh. Brand new fresh, right outside. I'm an indoor farming facility. The robot does it all. I'm just, what do you do? I just sit here, just push buttons like Jetson. George Jetson. Just click, 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 click. Yeah. Now what? I guess I'm going to play GTA 5 the rest of the day. Sitting right here playing the game. Once in a while, I'll look out, see if the robots are okay, working or not. Then at the end of the week, we do some maintenance, just for a few hours. That's life. Is it going to be like that? I wonder. But I don't know, if I mind, I don't mind. It's going to happen some way. Another, just I'm ready. I'm setting my mind to get ready for it. So it's not completely embrace it. See the good points and bad points. There's some benefits, of course. There are some. I wish they didn't do that. It's gonna happen. It's already happened. I think I said it a few podcasts back. Just think about cars, Model T. Where, when, where that it came from, and where are we now? You know, with electrics, like on the hydrogen hybrids, and the unicorn, which has like 1,000 horsepower, and is four-wheel tripped. And like, oh my God. Henry Ford look at the thing and be like, what? What did you do to my little T? And we upgraded. It drifts in circles. It's like, whoa. I thought I was saving trans kid. This is on the Free Press. Interesting stories. Yeah, people, well, I don't need to go into the story, but I think a lot of people realize what they were doing. And they don't want to apologize either. Well, for a few want to. I was wrong. They just kind of look at you and look away. Like, jeez, you know, could have come clean. I'm not going to say I told you so. You could have come clean. You. Right? So this, what happened was a bad thing. Shouldn't happen, but now you got to live through it. This is karmatic. Only way to end it is face to face. That is it. If you can't face the face, then well, you'd be asleep with the rest of your time as a human. Maybe the next time we come back, still be asleep. So whatever. Blah, 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 blah. News. Sign TD News. Ready. Twice. 1 at 6. 1 at 8. I don't know what else. All the coins are going up. So I'm holding off. I did find one token I was warned not to do. It's called I thought it was Dragon Coin. That was the racing people. Which is not DRG. I forgot. But I got a thing called DRB. What we call ECR 20. That means it's based on Ether. I thought I got Dragon Coins for a racing series, F1 racing thing, but it wasn't. It was they named the Dragon Coin, then they changed it to something else. Now it's called the Digimon Rabbit. Like, now I have a whole bunch. Wait. What I'm gonna do? A whole bunch. Put like 50 cents on. So I got like million of those 50 cents. It's funny. It's just like meme coin. Wow, this is funny. But no, I can't get it out. So whatever, millions, which is worth nothing. It's like zero. They defuncted. They funked. So it's not working. But it's in one of my wallets. It's just funny. And this is how I thought about Doggy, Doge coin, Doge, whatever Doge, and Shiba. I thought it was funny. So I got some. Now there's a new one, Floki Inu. And there's another one Inu. It's like Elon. Elon Dog. Dog Elon. Dodge Elon or something. That's another weird one, too. Where are these people? Where do they come from? Sheesh. Yeah, so everything's up. Seems a bit. Support became. It went down a little bit. Coming back up. It's going to keep going. Until the next bad news. Then everybody's sell. Oh. And it's going to go super low. Then. Bye. Why is ABC 7 enter my live studio? Is this the ABC TV station or is it just ABC? The 7. It's the bot. It's a robot from ABC 7. Gathering intel from the public. Podcast. And they're going to talk about it. This is this crazy guy. From. This is a podcast called Studio 2 Rocks Live. It doesn't rock. It sucks. That's what they're going to talk about. But anyway. Filecoins. Filecoins went up 34%. Who bought those? I had some. I gave it away. I didn't need it. Well, I need it. I was looking into it, what they were doing. Like, oh, okay. You can store your file in the cloud with the encrypted thing. Like, yeah. And that'd be a bad thing. Decentralized storage network, but I can never get it to work. Yeah, that's weird. Is it working? Some kind of weird IP thing. TCP/IP thing. Store. I think I have some data. I have an account. Images I stored up there to work with an NFT. See how it works. See what the good thing, the bad thing is. Like, how do I get around it? I want somebody to have the highest resolution of a photo, which I'm gonna sell the NFT at the low resolution. Like, once you buy it, you get access. Here's the issue: once I pull in Filecoins, I cannot keep it private. The password, like, nope, you gotta open it up. So that means everybody can look into it. So it's useless. What is it? Other works. Yeah, I mean, it's very, the website's weird. Keep sending me to FileScan. No idea what this is. It's up. Not from where it was before, you know, last 2 years ago, where everything went super poof. That was like $200. Now it's only 7. And it's not going to go up for a long time. So I guess you're doing short trade, right? Short period trade. Anyway, who cares? I don't care. You don't care. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Go to TGIF. I don't know if they're any good. Order some of those whatever potato things. Potato skin. Potato skin. Potato. Order some of those. Order if they have Nacho Supreme, like Taco Bell. Order one of those. Order a lot of beers. That's it. Screw the news. Screw the derails. Screw everything. Screw Don Lemon. Screw everything. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna eat a lot of cheese and fart. That'll be the day. That'll be my Friday. That'll be my weekend. That'll feel great. Yeah, why not? Right? Of course. Like I said, learn all the meditate, learn the skills. You've had a lot of times on your hand. You just got fired by Tesla. Learn a skill set. Why not? Then apply it. Learn something. Learn something new. If not, learn how to breathe correctly. And learn how to chill your mind with your with the meditation. How to do mind over body, where you can cure all your pains. If you can even learn how to do that, you can be Captain Kirk. Hey! Captain Kirk. Scotty! Or you could be a doc, too. Jim! I'm a doctor. I don't know what to do. It's very confusing. So yeah, just learn a skill. Or learn how to meditate. That's it. I don't know what else to do. Learn how to make coffee. Make good coffee. Learn how to make Madeline. Because I actually know how to make Madeline. I have the mold to know how to make those. Learn that. The desire is a cookie. Was a cake. What is it? Then apply that to the news. You see. Then you realize the world we live in is just so bizarre. Then you shut all your computer down. Shut the internet off. Go read a book. Then go meditate again. And do the whole thing in circles. That's it. That's life. So, have a great Friday, great weekend, and I'll be back Monday. See ya.